produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This radio program is produced by Kayla Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Good day, good day. You are listening to UK Radio Network, USA. My name is Brenda Letsulunyane, all the way from Johannesburg, SA. Today, I just want to speak to people that feel discouraged. If you feel abandoned, if you feel like you have been pushing across all the barricades and things have not been shaping up for you. You feel like you've been serving God relentlessly and selflessly, but nothing has come through for you. I just want to encourage you and say there is so much power in that which you have been doing for God. There is so much power because the word says the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that is within you. I'm very passionate about that scripture because I know that there is absolutely nothing that you do for God that cannot be rewarded. There is always a reciprocation of that which we do for God. And I want to say to you, some of the things are evident because that is grace that abounds forever. That is peace that surpasses all understanding. The joy of the Lord, the unspeakable joy when people receive bad news, but you still say, my Redeemer lives. I want to talk to you today and I want to say to all of us, the Lord that we serve, the God that we serve is so powerful. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just tap into this worship. And you can mention that and let it consume all negativities in your life in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you as we receive, oh God, your presence and your manna without hesitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is power. There is so much power. There is so much power in the name of Jesus. I declare the power of God wherever you are right now in the name of Jesus. I declare the power of God, the power of God in your bones, the power of God in your spirit, the power of God in your room, in your house right now, in the name of Jesus, the power of God in your car, in the name of Jesus. There is so much power, power, power of the Holy Ghost, 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 man ralabasete kerebeshi. In the name of Jesus, power of the Holy Ghost, power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we just want to bless you, bless your holy name. In your presence, we are delivered. In your presence, you are made whole. In your presence, you are restored. In your presence, you are aligned. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your presence, oh God. Thank you for your presence. Woo! Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Every knee bows down, every tongue confesses that you are God right now. In the name of Jesus. Riaba sataraba koroboshia. Thank you, Jesus, as your spirit, oh God, comes from all directions. Riko sotoroboshia. Woo! Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise. We worship you for your presence, oh God. We worship you in the name of Jesus for your faithfulness. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Ooh, we worship you. We worship you, King of Glory. We worship you, King of Glory. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your word says you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll never put us to shame. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Today, I just want to encourage you. I don't know where you are. I don't know who you are. But I just want to tell you that there is so much power in the name of Jesus. All that you need to do is declare. Just declare, just declare, just declare. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Don't back in, don't budge in, don't budge in, don't crack. Ria soto koroboshia. In the name of Jesus, do not speak negativity. Do not speak against the power. Do not speak against the dunamis power of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to open your mouth wherever you are right now. In the name of Jesus. As I dispatch the holy angels, Lord God, you said in a word, we shall confess, oh God, with our mouths, we shall believe in our hearts, and we shall be saved. My God, when you say Jesus is Lord, Jesus, you are Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we do unfamiliar things, my God, in the name of Jesus. As we do unfamiliar things, as we begin, oh God, to run amok in the presence of the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yaraba sotelebe korobo shatarabalaba sianda. Mandro kosotoroborobo shika. Mighty God, we carry the heavenly spade right now. In the name of Jesus, we are uprooting right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we are uprooting right now in the name of Jesus. Uprooting every negative energy, every toxic substance, every spirit of mockery, every spirit of being scornful in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of doubt, spirit of fear, spirit of anxiety. Right now, we are uprooting you in the name of Jesus with a hole from heaven. We are plucking you out right now. In the name of Jesus, we are plucking you out right now. Fader, we are taking you out. We are taking you out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are sending the wind of the Holy Spirit to begin to consume you. Let it be dry. Let it drive you like chaff. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be blown away. Be blown away. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, you are planting right now in the name of Jesus. You said to Jeremiah, I've called you to uproot, to pluck down, to destroy. In the name of Jesus, I've called you to nations. My God, in the name of Jesus, out of our loins, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, there are nations. And Father God, you are standing in proxy for a nation. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that whatsoever we uproot, we plug down and we destroy and consume it by the fire of the Holy Ghost. It will never rise again. It will be our past, oh God. It will be our past, because Lord, we are a glorious people for a glorious God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm planting Spirit of the Living God. I'm planting, oh God, speed, oh Father, in all dimensions, acceleration, oh God, acceleration, oh God, acceleration, acceleration in the name of Jesus, that we may know you, as Paul says in the book of Philippians, that we may know you, oh God, and Lord, share in your sufferings, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh Ria Sataraba Koroboshia, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we choose to believe in you, we choose to believe in the kingdom that can never be shaken, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We shall not allow circumstances, we shall not allow lack or poverty or failure or despair, in the name of Jesus, to override us, to blind us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our eyes are opened, as you say, no eye has seen it. Our ear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our ears are no longer deaf, but Lord, they are open. In the name of Jesus, Father, our minds are renewed. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm releasing right now. I'm releasing your favor, Lord, as I speak with my mouth. In the name of Jesus, I'm backed by the heavens. My God, I'm releasing your favor in every household. Mudimaka, you have witnessed your children as they cry. Mudimaka, you have witnessed their sleepless nights. Oh, Jesus. Mighty God, mockery has become their portion. But the Lion of Judah is roaring like a mighty lion. Lord, your word says, in Jesus' mighty name, you'll persecute, penetrate the camps of the enemy on our behalf in the book of Isaiah. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus as we plant, oh God, favor. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Mudimakaya Pilang, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We lift your name on high. We lift your name on high. King of glory. Nobody can contend with you. Nobody can do us good. Mudimaka. In the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Shammah. Oh God, when we are so stretched, oh God, when we are at a threshold, we are about to crack. We don't know which direction to go. Our hearts are heavy. Our muscles, oh God, are weakened. My Father, in the name of Jesus, there is no even food that can enter our mouths. But Lord God, in your presence, Lord, we rise up, oh Father, 10 times stronger. In the name of Jesus, the book of Isaiah becomes a reality, where you say, my God, you shall renew their strength, oh God, to those that wait upon you. My God, with wings like eagles, they shall mount high. Father, we thank you. They shall run and not grow weary. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you for your glory. We bless you for your works that are beyond human comprehension. Thank you, Lord. Weeping may last at night, but joy cometh in the morning. Weeping may last at night, but joy cometh in the morning. I declare joy in the life of your children right now. In the name of Jesus, whatever that has been divided, whatever that has been subtracted, whatever that has been stolen, forfeited, destroyed in the book of Joel chapter 2, Lord, may it be restored in Jesus' mighty name. May it be restored, oh Father, in greater quality and in greater quantity in the name of Jesus. Yes, my God, in the name of Jesus, I declare an overflow of wine in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that their oil, oh God, in the name of Jesus, which is their beauty, may continue, O God, to run over In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, just like the 10 visions, oh God, some of them were not ready. My God, may you bring this to the attention of your children that they understand that, Lord, the wine symbolizes their wealth. In the name of Jesus, when you say the earth is groaning for the Son of Man to manifest, sons of men to manifest, my God, in the name of Jesus, you are calling unto us. Deep is calling unto deep. You are calling yourself out of us, oh God. You are saying, step up, rise up, for your light has come. Shake off the dust in the name of Jesus, for I'm about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Can't you perceive it? In the name of Jesus, may you rise from your ashes. Rise from your ashes, just like Lazarus. May you be resurrected from your graves. In the name of Jesus, let the dry bones leave. Let the dry bones leave, for I'm looking for a man who can stand in the gap, and you are that person. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. You don't need education. You don't need certain knowledge. You just need me, because I'm looking into your heart, and I'm going to use you mightily. I'm going to reward the years that which the caterpillars, the great locusts, have eaten. In the name of Jesus, I'm about to do a great thing in your life. You shall see it. It shall happen in greater speed. You won't be able to withstand it, because that's what I do. I bring Jordan in your life. You shall overflow. You shall overflow. You shall overflow. I declare, I decree in the name of Jesus that doors are opening. Doors are opening. I see doors opening. Doors are opening. Doors are opening. Oh, in the name of Jesus, your doors are opening. Doors are opening. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And overflow and overflow and overflow. I declare and I decree that it shall not be delayed. It shall not be deceived. It shall not be procrastinated. It shall not be stolen. In the name of Jesus, it shall not be diverted. It shall come to you. It will come to you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you are blessed. 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 There is absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing that I'm withholding at this season. I'm giving you everything. I'm giving you everything. It's a time for justice. It's a time for justice. The mountain of the lost temple is now being established. Yaraba sete kerebeshia. Yaraba korobo satarabaraba shien. Yarabaraba Korobo Satanaba Shiende. Yarabaraba Sete Kerebeshia. Oh Jesus. May you continue to praise the Lord. May you praise the Lord wherever you are. May you praise the Lord wherever you are. In the name of Jesus. May you praise the Lord. May you praise the Lord. The Lord is with you. Thank you, Jesus. May we say, Abba, Father. May we say, Abba, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You are faithful, oh God. You are faithful, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Continue to worship the Lord. Continue to worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yeah, I was so tired. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Can we say it? We're in your presence.
Jesus.
Let it rain. Pour your rain. Let it fall on me. Come on, say it. We're in your presence. Let it rain. Cause your rain to fall on me. So open the floodgates.
Praise Jesus, praise Jesus. You need that rain. I need that rain. and your reign has come, the Lord says. For the glory of the latter house shall exceed that of the former house. But now we see the culmination of both the former and the latter. May I encourage you, wherever you are, to continue studying the word, to continue inquiring of the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God, so that you serve him with reverence and awe. May you continue to minister the word to people that are close to you. Pray for others, whether you see them or you don't see them. May you continue to be that vessel of honor. May you continue to give. May you continue to praise. May you continue to fast. May you continue to serve. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to never be weary. You know, the word says, those who wait upon the Lord, those who wait. So we wait in expectation. We wait whilst we are also saving. So I want to say to you, do not drop the ball. Do not drop the ball. Continue, continue. The intensity of your victory is nothing as compared to what you are experiencing right now. And I reckon after this worship, after this declaration, you feel much lighter. You know, I can see the smile on your face. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. The Lord is good. Community of God, the Lord is good. You know, in the midst of everything that you go through, one thing that you need to learn. I love what the word says. Was it Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You will correct me. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So irrespective of whatever that is happening in your life, it mustn't dictate who your God should be. You know why you are saved. Yeah? Hallelujah. It's interesting, eh? We all know why we are saved. Because Jesus had to sacrifice his what? Himself on the cross. His blood had to be shed for me and you to be reconciled with God. Now that we know, nothing should seriously shake us. You know, there is a song in isiZulu. I love that song. It says, it's in isiZulu, but it actually talks about, I know my Redeemer lives. Ithi ngiyazi inkosi izolungisa indlela yami. Jesus, I know my God will make a way for me. Thank you, Jesus. For my steps are ordered by him. Praise you, Jesus. And he says, my sheep hear my voice. And I'm that sheep because I'm totally reliant on my Father. There is no other Father that I can cry to. Ooh, the joy of being in Christ. The joy of being in Christ. You don't need to pay anybody to be able to be out of a situation. All that needs to happen is for you to come to God and say, Lord, I'm abandoning every tool that I've used, every knowledge, you know, every pedagogy. Hey, those terminologies, fundamentals, things we have studied. Saying, Lord, I'm putting them aside. Now it's me and you, Father. I want to know you more. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to experience your reign and overflow in my life. I've tried, but you know, I'm exhausted. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm just going to pray, and I hope as the month and the weeks and the days go by, you'll continue to hold on to the promises of God without fail, without intimidation. You will begin to declare and proclaim the goodness of the Lord. Psalm 103 is going to be your portion. You bless the Lord, and you'll never forget his benefits. Please don't forget his benefits, because you know what is a challenge to us is that when God has done us good, we forget where we are coming from. So right now, I just want to pray with you as you appreciate the Lord. You may join me.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for your visitation today. We thank you for your outpouring in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for manna in Jesus' name. You say in your word as you speak to Moses, you said the children of Israel must go out every morning because you have made provision for manna. Thank you for opportunities in our lives that are coming in a form of manna. Thank you for business deals. Thank you for financial breakthroughs. Thank you for wisdom, for knowledge, understanding, the spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord. Thank you for creative ideas. Thank you for favor. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. And I'm praying for every person in this place who hasn't received Jesus as your personal Savior. Right now, we are saying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We acknowledge in our hearts, and we believe even in our hearts, and we confess with our mouths that Jesus died on the cross for the remission of our sins, so that we are reconciled with you. Yes, Father, we are sinners, and we are incomplete outside you. Today, we are asking you to lead us in the name of Jesus, that we may be the great sheep with a great shepherd. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, we just want to bless your holy name as you embrace us in Jesus' name. You are King of our lives. You are the Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Let's clap those hands and celebrate, celebrate. Multiplication has begun in the kingdom of God. Woo! Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. You are blessed. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are blessed, you are blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Your children are blessed. May you have a fruitful week, fruitful month. You are blessed, you are loved, you are highly appreciated. In the name of Jesus, stay blessed.
This radio program was produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
When I'm all you want me, yeah. kulanga selela hay wena si simagathe
Yeah. Wow, indeed. What a song that really speaks to the spirit and really calls for repentance. My brothers and my sisters, you are precious in the sight of the Lord. Trust me, you are precious in the sight of the Lord. No one is too imperfect that they are not precious in the sight of the Lord, especially since He chose you. It says in the book of John, you did not choose me, I chose you. You are precious in His sight. Brothers and sisters, come back to the Lord. I'm begging you. Come back. Come back home. It doesn't matter what you did. Come back home and repent. Repent of your sins. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. I encourage you to come back home, my brothers and my sisters. Come back home. Please come back home. There is plenty of room. Come back home. You are not unworthy. You are worthy. Yes, you, my brother. Yes, you, my sister. You are worthy. Come back home. Come back home. It doesn't matter what you did. Come back home. Come back home to the Father. Come back home. Come. Return. Return back home. Come. Come. Come back home. Come back home. Turn from whatever that has made you fall. Reject it. Lose it. And come back home, my brothers and my sisters. Come back home. Come back home. The Father loves you. Come back home. Lord Jesus did not die in vain. Come back home. Come back home. Please come back home. Come back home, my brothers and my sisters. I plead and beg of you. Come back home. Look, don't fall into the trap of the enemy. Do not listen to his noise. Come back home. The Father loves you. Come back home. Come back home, my brothers and my sisters. I beg and plead of you. Come back home. Please come back home. Look, not even I am perfect. I don't know how many times I find myself in error. But look, I choose to take hold and get what was the word? Entitle myself to my birthright, to come back home to my Father. I know I am unworthy, but hey, I'm taking ownership of my birthright. And I suggest that you do the same, my brothers, my sisters. I advise that you do the same. I encourage that you do the same. Come back home, my brothers, my sisters. Come back home. I plead and beg of you. Come back home. Come back home. Please, please come back home. You are worth it. You are worth the blood that the Lord Jesus shed on the cross for us. Come back home. Please come back home. Repent and come back home. Let me lead you to the Lord's Prayer. Please join me. Our Father, whom we art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come back home. Let us open our Bibles, my brothers and my sisters, to the book of Luke, chapter 15. And it reads as follows. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. So he spoke this parable to them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? Let's read it again. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost." I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Now let's continue. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost." Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Come back home. You are worth it. Please come back home. Please come back home. Yes, you, my brother. Yes, you, my sister. Come back home. I plead and beg of you. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Repent and come back home. The Father is waiting for you. Let us continue. Luke 15, verse 11. Then he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pots that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put on a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fattened calf here and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now, his older son was in the field. And as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked, "What is these things meant?" And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fattened calf." But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, "Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandments at any time. And yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as the son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fattened calf for him." And he said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found." Warning to those believers who walk the chalk line: don't play God. Let us be our brother's keeper. Let us indeed celebrate the return of our brethren who has fallen. Let us stop playing God, especially if our brother or sister, or let's just say brethren, has repented of their ways. Because guess what? Not even you are perfect. How many things do you do in secret? Because if that was the case, none of us would be worthy for forgiveness. There are things that we do in secret, bottom line, they still are sin. So please be careful not to play God. You, my brothers and my sisters, who walk the chalk line and who are not as prodigal or extravagant like those of brethren of ours who have lost the way along the way. Let us open our Bibles to the book of Proverbs. That's my last scripture. Proverbs 24 verse 16. It says, "For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity." And who are the wicked? The wicked are those who don't repent. My brothers and my sisters, I know you are not wicked. Come back to the Father. You are worth it. Come back to the Father.
Well, that's all we had time for today. Let us meet next week, same time, same place, the Lord willing. This is your radio station, United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Chikoti, all the way from Joburg, South Africa. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313. People who make the right moves, you ain't moving in storage.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Greetings to the listeners of Finding My Way Radio everywhere in the world. This is Apostle Jerzy Lehr. Today we're going to talk about the importance of feeding our spirit. It is so very key that we are watchful of our spiritual diet, because if we want to grow, if we want to have a very mature, strong, nutritious spirit, we must definitely watch our diet. Actually, we will know that we are actually in this mess that we are in now because of what we ate from the Garden of Eden, when the devil, in the form of a serpent, came to convince Eve to eat from a forbidden tree, so eat a forbidden fruit, and that led us to be in the chaos that we are in. But praise be to Jesus, who came and rescued us to such a mess. Let us find our foundational scriptures in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35, in the King James Version of the Bible. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." This is very key, like I said in my opening statement, that one of the things we need to know, which Christ himself has highlighted, is the issue of hunger and the issue of thirst. They play a very big role in a Christian life. They play a very, very important role in the life of a believer. Because if you have to go far, you must be fed well. If you have to go far, you must not be dehydrated. He addresses two things: issues of nutrition, issues of being fed for the road, issues of being well taken care of your liquids, which he equates it to test. We know water in the Bible equates to the Holy Spirit. Bread equates to Jesus Christ. So the true core of a Christian walk with God. You can never go far with God if you are not eating the word of God. And who is the word if it is not Christ, who was with God in the beginning, who was God? And the Bible in John chapter 1 says, and the word become flesh. These are key things, because that which is spiritual is equated to what is natural. So there must be a very strong balance in a Christian life between what God has given us naturally to prophetically decode the spiritual issues or dimensions of what our natural realm is trying to communicate to us. No wonder the Bible says, and the nature is waiting for the true sons of God to be revealed, because there is so much spirit in nature, and there is so much nature in spirit. These things are more like hand in glove. Everybody has to know that when God created the universe, he made these visible things to depict to us the invisible things. So when Christ says, "I am the bread of life, he who comes to me shall never hunger." In other words, Christ is saying, if you have to be strong in life, you must eat the bread of life. In John, again, he continues saying, "I am the life." But again, in John, he says, "I am the bread of life." That means there is life, and then there is the bread of life. So in order for you to enjoy life, in order for you to endure life, in order for you to survive life, you must not only have life, but you must also have that keeps you strong, which is the bread of life, Christ himself. He says, "He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst." These are two things. Taking it back to the Garden of Eden, when the serpent came to Eve, he tested him in issues of what must be eaten, because what you eat, it definitely forms, who will you be? So Eve was tricked and deceived by the serpent when the serpent said to her, you must eat the fruit, for God knows that on the day you eat, you shall be like him in knowing good and evil. So when we eat, there is a level of revelation that comes to us. But that which we eat is also equated to what shall be revealed to us. Because devil says there is a food that when you eat, you become aware of what is evil and what is around you. And if that is the case, because we know there were two trees in the Garden of Eden, there was also the tree of life, which represented Christ. So in other words, then the devil can never point you to eat from that which will reveal the more of Christ in you. Whatever devil is projecting to you, revealing to you to eat, it has something to do with you feeding who he is in your life. Whatever you drink, it also reveals who he is in your life. Or if it does not reveal who he is in your life, it reveals who Christ is in your life. We can have a whole lot of examples. There is a whole lot of things that people drink. Some of such is the amount of liquor people consume, which tends to reveal who is in their heart. So what you eat or drink always reveals what is in you. Paul makes a powerful statement about eating and drinking and says, whether you eat or drink, do it for the glory of God. There must be something that which we eat reveals. So today, and I want everybody everywhere as you are listening, when you read the Bible, you must have a revelation that you are feeding your spiritual man. So another way, you need to be conscious of what you are consuming into your spiritual man. Will it make him strong or will it make him weak? The fact of the matter is that we have Christians who are truly malnutritioned when it comes to the word. They only rely and depend from the word that comes from the pulpit. From there, they don't even go home and verify the truth of what has been preached from the pulpit. That is why we need to be very, very aware that when the word is preached, let's make a follow-up to go see that which has been preached to us, that it comes from the word of God, because that's the food that will make or break us. So as we continue with this message, I want you to also look at Daniel chapter 1, when Daniel was actually challenged with the issues of what must be eaten. When the eunuchs that was submitting to the king, Nebuchadnezzar of the time, came with a diet that was meant to be eaten by all young lads. But Daniel purposing in his heart, that is verse 18 of chapter 1, purposing in his heart, watching the delicacies that are on the king's table. Because you must understand that in the issues of nutrition, it's not important to be full, because you can be full of the food that is not healthy. You can be full of the food that can make you have stomach cramps. You can be full of the food only to find that the food itself is poison. So what is very key about what you eat is not only to be full, but is also to understand what it does to you. Because there must be a change when you are on the right nutrition. Look at what these guys are saying to the eunuch, to King Nebuchadnezzar, say, give us 10 days. So in other words, when you are eating something nutritious, why should it take you 10 years to change? Why should it take you a lifetime to change? Because if it is so nutritious, it got to change you, and you are not the one who's going to say, look, I have changed. Your peers will testify that there is something about you. We all know, if we have to take this practically, when you're on a special diet, those who last saw you having gained some weight, some pounds, kgs, according to South Africa, you will find people noticing that because of the special diet that you are eating, you have shed some pounds. And you don't have to say it. They will say themselves that, what is it that you are doing? We see that you have lost some weight in your life. Only then you are able to say to them, no, I'm on a special diet. So in other words, when you are on a special diet, it shows. When you're on a special diet, it does not only give you a good shape physically, it also gives you health physically. If it does act physically, imagine the spiritual diet. We can't feed on the word of God and remain the same. Christ says something profound in John chapter 6, verse 35. He says, whosoever shall come and eat of this bread shall not hunger again. So in other words, some of the worldly things that we are hungry for can only be dealt with the word. Some of the worldly things that we are so thirsty and hungry for, that thirst cannot be quenched by the things that the world offers. It can only be quenched by what the word offers. We have a beautiful example in chapter 4 of John again, when Christ has a dialogue with the woman at the well of Jacob. When he comes and starts a dialogue with, where is your husband? And he says, I have no husband. Says, you have well said. That was the start of the dialogue. But the key thing in the dialogue is the issue of water. When Christ says, can you give me water that I may drink? And the Samaritan woman says, but you have nothing at all to get the water. Christ says, if you knew who asked water from you, you would actually ask water from him, because the water I will give you, you will not thirst again. Again, his revelation from above, Christ is saying that the move of this woman from one man to another man is a spiritual thirst that manifests with physical habits. So in other words, there can be physical habits that are actually pointing to your spiritual need. Remember that God is a God who is so full of grace and mercy. He will rather show up in your situation like he did to a Samaritan woman. So if we have to change our habits, if we have to change the way we look, if we have to change the way we speak, if we have to change our walk, we can only do it by taking our master's advice, who said, I am the bread of life. If you eat of this bread that I am, you shall never hunger nor thirst again. We need that because we are hungry for so many things. We need that bread because we are hungry for the things that are destructive to us and our family. We need the water that Christ says he is, so that we do not thirst for the things that are destructive to us. We don't need to drink things that reveals our nakedness. We need to be sober at all times. I love, this is what Paul says about the issues of drinking. He says we must not be drunk by wine that is full of dissipation. We must rather be filled with the Holy Spirit. There is also a contrast in that scripture. We must not be drunk with wine, but we must be filled with the Spirit. So in other words, when we are filled with the Spirit, therefore our quest and our thirst for other things is already quenched by the Spirit of God. We need to make sure that we are always filled with the Spirit of God and full with the bread of life, which is Jesus Christ. We need Christ in our life. We need the Holy Spirit in our life. Without these two in our lives, we will be found wanting things after things, fashion, cars, houses, and everything else. Actually, I think now what the gospel has turned out to be, it has turned out to be about what we wear, and it has turned out to be about what we drive. It has turned out to be where we stay. And all these things are natural signs of a spiritual cry. This is the message that I'm bringing to you across, that to feel your thirst, to feel your hunger, we need Christ. This actually became the highest test, because Christ upgraded this message from bread to meat, because he had some point he said to his disciples, if you want to be truly my disciples, you must eat my body and drink my blood. And they say, this is now too much of a teaching. And the rest left him. Only the revelator and the Peter kind of disciple was left with Christ, with a revelation that where can we go from you? Because issues of life springs from you. So it is very key that as we walk with Christ, we are able to go from one dimension of maturity to another dimension of maturity. And the only thing that can help us is to feed in the Word of God. We got to eat the Word of God. John says in the book of Revelation that I heard the word that says, eat the book. Eat is the book. And he says the book became bittersweet. We can no longer pick and choose what we need from the scriptures. We can have the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation speaking to our heart. If it rebukes us, we got to repent. If it gives us a pat on the back, we got to praise. But we can no longer pick and choose what suits us from the scriptures. We must taste the bitterness of it. We must also taste the sweetness of it. This is what Exodus chapter 12 deals with it. When Israel is about to leave Egypt, God commands them to prepare a Passover lamb. And he says, you must eat the whole lamb. Nothing must be left. And that lamb was referring to the Christ who will hang on the cross later. And later, this is the Christ who reveals himself as the bread of life. Remember that they were also commanded to make bread without leaven, so that the bread stays fresh and stays longer. It is very key that the way we eat, we understand that it is for our sustenance. Remember when the word of God came to Elijah at some point and say, arise up and eat, for the road is so long. You must know that what you eat prepares you for the journey with the Lord. That is why you cannot compromise what you listen to. That is why you cannot compromise where and who prepares food for you. It is very key that you understand that the food you eat is going to prepare you for the road. We must understand that again, as we read our scripture in the basis and in doing justice to this topic, is that in the basis of what we eat, we are also preparing ourselves for a journey we do not know how long it is, only heaven knows. So in other words, whatever God provides for us, he knows that it is what we need for the journey. But having said that, as we mature in the Lord, we have also a responsibility to check what we are fed by those who are assigned to be the overseers of our souls. We must check. How do we check? Whenever a message is preached, one must go home and make a follow-up to it. Not just to criticize the message, but to make a follow-up until it sinks to your soul. I wish you hear what I'm saying. Not just go home to get a wet pen to keep what was said right and what was said wrong. There is nothing wrong with that, but the major thing should be that let me go back and eat again so that it sinks in my soul. It rejuvenates my body and refreshes my spirit and prepares me for a journey ahead. We need to eat the word of God. We need to feed in the word of God, for it is the food for our soul, body, and spirit. When we fail to do so, we do no justice to ourselves, and we can blame nobody. Paul says, by now you ought to be eating meat, but you still need milk. In other words, there's a dimension of what we eat. These are dimensions of food, and this food provides us different nutrition for our spiritual walk with God. It is not fair that one at the stage where he's supposed to be eating meat, but he is still feeding and drinking milk. We must grow up. We must upgrade from what we eat. It would not be naturally correct, neither naturally accepted, when a child forever feeds on milk and never go to solid food. By now, we need to be Christian in our churches that are ready for eating meat. Cannot again get offense from the word that came from the pulpit when you're no longer a milk Christian. You cannot be offended again by a prophecy that seeks to push you towards your destiny when you are no longer a milk Christian. Remember, meat requires teeth. You can't eat meat if you don't have teeth. That is why as you grow, you develop teeth naturally. I wish that you also do the same spiritually, because the teeth actually are preparing you for solid food, because the teeth are a sign that your body is ready for something a little bit stronger than what you have been drinking. So you must also take notice that we move from drinking to eating. It is very imperative that the Christian must understand this dimension of food and the nutrition thereof, which are a symbol spiritually, that we move from drinking to eating. At some stage, we also mix drinking with eating, because these two also works for the easily digestion of what is fed in our spiritual life. We must grow. And as we grow, we also come to a dimension where our food is not only prepared by somebody else, but is also prepared by us. So we can no longer, as we mature spiritually, blame somebody else for our growth and maturity, because we must come from drinking to eating, from eating to prepare what we need to eat, not only rely on a Sunday sermon service that is going to be dished to us by our pastor. There is nothing wrong with that. But as we mature, we must come to a place where we are also eating food that is prepared by us. That is also even more powerful, because if you prepare food yourself, you know what goes to your pot and you know what comes out of your pot to your plate. So it's very key that as a child of God, we mature in these dimensions. We launch into the deep. We are no longer children tossed to and fro. We are now matured in issues of doctrine, that there is no devil from hell that can preach a powerful message. And we say amen, because we are not sure whether it is or it is not. We must be able to say a truth from hell is equal to a lie, because there comes a time, and that time is now, where false prophets are all over the world, and they don't just come empty-handed. They come with look-alike, real prophecies and miracles. But when you are matured enough, you don't get fascinated by such. The last dimension that I want to dish out is that as you mature, you choose the things you eat, and you choose the places where you eat, because you are matured. It doesn't matter how nicely decorated the food can be and the plate can be. If you are not interested, you won't eat. mature man to say, I'm not only looking for nice things, I'm also looking for nutritious things. May the good God bless you as you digest this message in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Wherever you are listening, I pray that the Lord will bless you, will multiply you, and expand your territory as we mature and grow together in the things of the Lord. Launch into the deep. Amen and amen.